A few months ago, Philadelphia lost one of its brightest artists. Willis Humphrey, known as No-Mo, died of a heart attack in November. He was 44. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports this weekend an art auction will raise money for his three children.
No-Mo Humphrey was originally from Mississippi. He moved to this area to be a staff artist with Mural Arts Philadelphia, and he worked on several prominent murals in the city, including portraits of writer and teacher W.E.B. Du Bois, civil rights activist Octavius Caddo, comedian Kevin Hart, and the band The Roots.
He was a very beloved figure in his community, and he was very influential, very respected.
This is Keir Johnston, who co-founded an artist collective with Humphrey called Amber Art and Design.
His passing was just sent such a shockwave through the local cultural community.
Johnston put out a call for artwork to be auctioned off to benefit Humphrey's kids, age 13, 16, and 18. The oldest is in college. This week, the work has started to trickle into the Crane Arts building in Kensington, where the silent auction will take place on Friday and Saturday.
It's beautiful.
Johnston expects about 100 pieces of artwork to arrive, some coming from artists who knew Humphrey personally, and many from those who only knew him by reputation. Ben Howard is one of the artists who actually worked with Humphrey off and on for about 12 years.
Philadelphia and I think big cities are a funny place because it's hard to be vulnerable about people that you respect because you don't want them to like know your weaknesses. And then it's in perspective, it's easier to like really honor and respect how good he was of an artist.
The auction is planned to have a vibe of a party with DJs, spoken word performances, and food and drink. This is not a funeral. That already happened. Johnston wants this to be a celebration of a life taken too soon.
You know, I think we're going to be having a good time, pouring our glasses, tipping some off onto the ground for the fallen soldiers. But, you know, it's like some people could be holding back some tears, too. Yeah, it's hard, you know. It's hard.
The celebration takes place Friday night with the exhibition and silent auction continuing through Saturday. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.